take it all through the winter.
Good. Talk about that hominy. You mentioned corn. What do you usually call a corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob?
I like hominy nuts, sir. Roast. Some of them call it roasting ears, but it's not roasting ears. They're roasting. The roaster roasting it in the oven. It's brown. And you boil it, pouring on the cob. That way, when you boil it, when you eat it, it's soft and easy to eat. But you take it, one, put it in the oven and turn it occasionally and whatnot. And you leave the shucks on the outside of it, let them good and put them in there and roll them out. And if you're camping, roast it over the coals. They call it roasting ears. Most of them shorten it down and say roasting ear. Well, they know it's roasting ear, but they call it roasting ear.
You mentioned the shucks there. What do you call it? Long, stringy stuff in the corn you have to pull off?
Silks.
What about on a corn stalk, the top of the corn stalk?
Possibly. You can always tell when the silk turns black, that's when it's time to pick it.
Yeah. I guess that's a lot of trouble, getting that stuff off, isn't it?
I imagine. I used to be my job to shuck the corn and get silks out of it. I guess I was poor. I could do it better than most of them, so my job pretty often, Mama get rushed. He takes, had to cook about 18, a dozen and a half for our family, to give them enough to get around, so he had quite a job. Shuck 2 dozen ears, go take all that stuff over. Sometimes she'd send it back and have you get that silk out of that because it goes down in between the rolls.
What are some of the kind of things you like to eat? Meat, some of the kind of starches, the things that you might eat with meat?
Eat with the sausage?
Eat with, say, a dog, maybe roast or steak or something like that, roast maybe. What might you eat?
Yeah, that's you could use some kind of meat with it, a stew. We used to go up to North Florida, have a regular old home coming up there out there in the woods. They take big wash buckets to wash the clothes in. They'd go so they'd put that corn in there. They'd have 6 kind of meat on a big table. I went up at that family reunion one time. I don't know why they asked me, unless my wife was closely affiliated with them when they grew up. And all the children had grown and they all went back to the daddy's house for this celebration of some kind. And so I had a big long porch and table all the way across that porch. And one, 2 pots out there in the yard full of those corn. Along with all that. And of course all the married sisters had brought food. They cooked at home and I'm on been cooking 3 days there. I never seen much food in my life. I asked so people could eat anymore, either.
Y'all eat much rice or anything like that?
Rice? That's my favorite. I eat rice. I never did. My dad ate sugar on it. Cliff eats sugar on it. I can't stand the idea of sugar being on rice. It almost makes me not want it. Mother used to make rice pudding. It was sweet. Dad liked it. He was the only one who liked it. She'd always make him one on occasion. She and one of the girls, Mama, they didn't eat. I never did eat. I tried.
Well, you talking about sugar there. When sugar isn't packaged, you know, when it's not packaged but weighed out of a barrel, you say it's sold out. It's not so packaged.
Mm-hmm.
You might, what might you use to season your food with? Not, you know, you might have these 2 things on the table.
Sugar.
That black stuff you might